It's Monday, October 20th, and you're listening to the Three Nerds in a Basement podcast. I'm Vince.
I'm Blavin.
And I'm Anthony.
And this is the Geek Chic Culture Show, where we talk about all the cool things in the world. This week, Kamen Rider Drive is our big review for episode 200. And then, of course, other big things to follow.
Yes, son. Didn't realize?
200. I'm surprised we all made it here for episode 200.
200.
How many episodes in a year? Oh my god!
52.
52. We all... 8 more, and then we'll be together for 4 years.
Wow.
That's cray cray.
Time sure flies.
Nah, dog.
Last week was a bit of an oddball episode with it being Thanksgiving here in Canada, in the land of polar bears and igloos.
The only real Thanksgiving.
Yeah. So, did you guys do a show last week? I don't even know.
Yes, me and teacher sat down, and all we do is talk about TV.
I love it.
Television.
Yeah. So how have you guys been in the past 2 weeks?
Good. Yeah. Real good.
Chillax.
You guys have a good Thanksgiving?
Yeah.
Man, I actually controlled myself. I didn't eat as much as I wanted to.
Doesn't really sound like you had a good Thanksgiving
then. Oh my god.
Me and teacher didn't stop.
Actually?
Can't stop, won't stop.
We went to, because it was also our grandfather's 80th birthday.
Yeah.
So in the afternoon, we went to the Mandarin.
Okay.
And we came home and had Thanksgiving dinner, and then we did it again on Monday.
Oh, the Mandarin? Yeah, again?
Then, no, we had another Thanksgiving dinner.
Oh, okay.
And then we recorded this, and then we're like, we need more. So we went back after we recorded.
Oh my god.
To eat more food.
So damn strong.
Yeah.
It's like you need crab legs or something right now, right?
Yeah.
Oh
yeah.
Man, that must have been delicious.
Yeah. Yeah. And we comatose out.
just died.
You hibernated until now, and you woke up for the podcast?
Uh-huh. Pretty much.
I love it.
Yeah. What's good to hear you guys had a good Thanksgiving? And we hope you all had a good Thanksgiving, if you're in Canada. If you're not located in Canada, I hope you pretended that you were, and yeah.
I'm thankful for Canada. Anthony. Yay.
Yay, I'm thankful for Vince.
Sweet, I'm thankful for
TJ, yeah.
who isn't here today.
I know. We're all thankful for TJ.
I'm also thankful for Blavin, and I'm JK.
Yeah.
JK?
I'm JK.
Oh, man.
Well, you gotta give him...
I know.
Jeez. He looked so sad.
Okay, let's move on.
Yeah.
So this year, Kamen Rider Drive is the brand new Kamen Rider in Japan.
And if you're not familiar with Kamen Rider, it is a children's TV show. Yes, you heard that.
Yes.
Where a hero, an unlikely hero, which you know what, is probably more likely.
You could say he's a masked rider.
Yeah. And he transforms into his alter ego. A masked rider, usually riding a motorcycle.
Usually
but this riding. Time, he's riding a car.
He's driving.
Right, he's driving.
Drive.
Yes.
So yeah. Every year they have a new one, and this is this year's iteration of it.
Yeah, that's right.
First one was a car?
The first one to officially have a car. I know Black, he used a car, but it wasn't his car.
Right, okay. All right, got it. So this guy's main transportation is the car.
Yes. I'm sure he'll get a bike eventually.
What if it, like, shoots out of his car?
Like that? It probably will.
What?
His car will split in half and there'll be a bike in there? I don't know.
Yeah.
Yeah, that'd be pretty cool.
Yeah. But yeah, so Kamen Rider Drive, this year's Kamen Rider. There's no real need to break down too much what it is. We're going to spoil it, of course, as we like to do here. So,
the premises, I guess, is that there is a heaviness sets upon people.
Yeah, yeah.
Makes everybody slow. And then these monsters that look like the Predator come and attack. And they're each are numbered, which they don't explain. And then, as you would expect, toy cars come out and beat them.
What?
Yeah, the toy cars.
No, like, as you'd expect. As you'd expect. They make Hot Wheels tracks in midair, and they go and they
fight people. I don't know. He gave all the clues. It's a kid's show. There's cars.
It's amazing.
Superheroes. Why they?
First 5 minutes, people are dying.
Yeah.
And then Hot Wheels cars come and save the day. It's amazing.
Sentient Hot Wheels cars.
Sentient Hot Wheels cars.
That thing for themselves, man. Like, okay.
Well, you bring it down like that.
Like, Kamen Rider's dumb.
Yeah.
And, like, it's a kid's show, but, like, this one's especially dumb.
So,
like,
I mean...
Even for Kamen Rider.
So, I mean, okay, you guys haven't really been cute of a Kamen Rider for the past 2 years, right?
No.
Ever since Forza ended.
You guys just struck... Well, I mean, okay.
I watched a little bit of Gaim.
Yeah?
And, like, that was pretty cool. They like Pokemon battles and stuff.
Yeah.
Dance Cruise.
Yeah. Well, I mean, the thing with, like, you have to admit, Gaim's gimmick was dumb too.
They peel fruits?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like a giant orange drops on a dude's head.
I don't know. Maybe it's kind of stupid. I can get behind. Like, it's just fruit puns. It's puns. There you go. That's it.
Yeah, yeah.
Fruit puns.
Yeah.
I'm down with fruit
puns. I mean, so as dumb as the Hot Wheels concept is, I'll give it a chance. Maybe it'll work.
Yeah.
I just hope they just, I car puns. That's all I need.
There was so many car puns.
Yeah.
But not, like, they were related to the person, not related to his powers or to the rider.
But there were still car puns.
But there were still plenty of good car puns.
For example, he shifted into gear.
Oh, yes.
When he got serious.
You mean when his engine started?
His engine
finally started. He doesn't like anybody else driving, so he must drive for himself.
Yeah.
God. I love it. I love his costume, though.
Yes.
I'm loving it. Yeah. His mask looks sick.
Yes.
So what do you guys think about, like, the center power? Like, so he in his costume, he has
a giant tire.
Just think of it like you're holding a hula hoop, like a really small hula hoop on your shoulder.
It's a tire bandolier.
Yeah, tire bandolier.
Yes.
And every time he gets new powers, like, a new tire goes on.
Yeah, I don't
like... One's
like
a shuriken, one's like
it
spikes.
It looks weird on him.
I don't like that as the gimmick. I like just a regular tire on him all the time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't like it when he has, like, the spiked tire.
Yeah, it's weird. It just feels like it's clunky on him.
Yes.
But I like how on the tire, when he changes it, there is the word on it.
Yeah.
Yeah, the glow of its name on it.
It looks like a new tire. Sponsorship, yeah.
Yeah, it's pretty sick.
It's funny you mentioned clunkiness, because I also find, like, the transition of powers is very clunky.
Oh,
like,
where he has to shoot out of his car.
Yeah, so he has his car, like we said, like, but... Every time he changes a tire, the car has to appear in shot.
Whoa. First of all, he has to take a Hot Wheels car from his belt.
Oh, yeah.
Put it into his
arm.
Into his arm. And then his car comes and shoots out a tire.
Yeah, his tire and has a tire change.
Yeah.
Shoots out another tire, and it goes onto his chest. Like,
yeah.
A lot of the other Kamen Rider powers are, like, very immediate. Like, when you get the switches on Forze... Like, he just puts in a switch and just appears, right? There's no, like, changing of shots all the time. Or, like, taking focus away from the main character.
Well, that's why you guys shouldn't have dipped out of Kamen Rider for the past 2 years.
This is happening. It takes forever.
Do you guys never remember Wizard? Every time he had to change forms, he had to stand there, he took the ring off, put a new ring on.
Oh,
and
yeah,
then
Wizard
danced,
sing.
And he held up his hand and waited for the thing to go through him.
Freeze.
But then throughout the series, they found new ways where they could transition that, where he would just jump through it and stand.
Oh, okay.
Right, right.
In Gaim, every time he has to switch the fruit, the whole armor has to come off.
Oh, he gets new fruit.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
And so instead of the orange, he'll have a strawberry drop on his head. The strawberry will open up.
Yeah.
But then, of course, they shorten that down.
Yeah.
This is the first episode. They have to show everything.
Yeah, they show everything.
Yeah.
But eventually, they're going to pare it down. So.
What I do like is the police angle from all this. It reminds me of
the special detective unit?
Yeah, it reminds me of a previous Kamen Rider Double, where they have a special investigations unit-ish. Their own private detective agency.
Yeah.
And Deca Ranger, which was Power Rangers, but they were police officers.
Yes.
And I like the whole investigation type thing and murder mystery type stuff. So
yes.
I'm excited to see that bit.
Was Deca Ranger the one that came out here?
Yeah.
Is High Speed Rescue?
No.
SPD.
SPD, okay.
Yeah, that was good.
SPD.
That one was awesome. Yeah. Yeah, I like the police aspect on this one.
Yeah.
That's what I'm excited about.
Yeah.
Yeah. It seems a lot more lighthearted.
It is very lighthearted.
Even from the opening. What do you guys think about the opening song?
I like the opening song.
I didn't mind it. I really like how the logo appears.
Yes! It's from behind the car.
Yeah.
It looks so cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, I do really like the opening. There was no... Is there any theme usually in Kamen Rider? I forget.
Yeah.
There's always an opening.
But it was first episode, so there was none. But yeah, no, I like the... Like, it. Anything they show, like, they could have, like, this guy's been raping... pregnant women in this kid show, but then
your
hot
part has to be amazing.
Those Hot Wheel cars ruin any tension that they build.
Oh, okay,
right.
So there's tension right now.
Yeah, like
right.
So in that, see, like even just the mention of Hot Wheels cars.
Is it funny?
So like there was the at the beginning they had it was like multiple like a murdering spree was happening because of the heaviness, like people were getting killed and stuff, and then it was like, oh.
Okay, so wait, hold on. In the subs we watch, it says heaviness, right?
Yeah.
The ones I watch is called Slowdown.
Oh, yeah. Slowdown? Okay.
Which one do you guys think is better?
I think Slowdown makes more sense.
I like the heaviness.
Okay. I just
Just the slow down, mow down. Yeah.
Sounds like a slow down sounds way more Japanese.
Yeah.
Slow down.
Slow down. But yeah, so like back to my point, like they have all these super serious tones, and like they have this in previous Kamen Riders too, but like how immediately that tension gets diffused by Hot Wheels tracks appearing in midair is insane. Like it's just all the tension to like there's like negative tension. Like you're just laughing.
Yeah.
I think it's just something you have to get used to.
Yeah, true.
Yeah.
And it is a kid's show, so I don't know what I'm trying to get from this.
Yeah.
What was that adult show you showed me where it was like the guy had a robot with him and he solved like real murders, but it wasn't for kids, it was like for young adults.
Robot with him?
He had like a robot with him.
Is it a cell phone?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Kate the cell phone detective?
Yeah.
That was a good one.
I think that's what I'm trying to get out of.
That one's also funny. Yeah,
that's what I'm trying to get out of Kamen Rider, but Kamen Rider is a kid's show, and then that one's more for adults.
This one, yeah, they're brightly colored Hot Wheels cars, too. I like the villain-looking guys, too. I like when they're color-coded.
Yes.
And they're also
easy to tell apart.
Yeah, and they're also colored the same way as his cars.
Oh. Out of this first, also this first episode, like, I'm really interested to see what the numbers gimmick has to do with anything. Because, all the bad guys have a number on them.
So many questions.
And it's, like, 0, 2, 9.
Do you want me to tell you what the number is?
Yes. They're part of a space prison.
No, that's how many bad guys there are.
Oh, so
there's only 100 bad guys in this universe.
There's not 999 bad guys?
No.
Oh, 100? That doesn't seem so bad.
Everybody's got a number.
Okay.
So, like, that includes the minion, like, the cannon fodder.
Oh, okay.
Oh. Doesn't seem so bad.
So it's like number 100, the big bad, or is number 1?
Not necessarily, we don't know.
No, there's going to be 101 because there's going to be 000, and he's going to be like the secret final boss.
Oh my god, here we go.
Boom.
That's interesting. That's really interesting. How do you know this? Episode 2?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
But yeah, I don't know, I enjoyed it. Like, it's been a while since I watched, I watched 5 episodes of Gaim. I got really far through Wizard and just stopped. Well,
that's a good idea.
After that girl got kidnapped.
Yeah.
It's a good idea.
Not got kidnapped, she got, she went to go train.
Yes.
With the Grand Wizard. Mm-hmm. Like, then I stopped there.
You know what, I mean, that one started off so strong.
Yeah.
I feel bad.
Oh, he turned into that all diamond mode.
Oh, Infinity Wizard?
Infinity Wizard.
I still like the other guy. What was his name?
Oh, me
was it,
too.
Was it Lion? No.
Kamen Rider Beast.
Oh, Beast was sweet.
Beast. And he put mayonnaise on everything.
Yep. Oh, yeah.
But yeah, no, this show seems okay. I don't know if I keep up with it.
Yeah.
What's the new... Oh my god, is it Power Rangers you see the train dudes?
They're halfway through their season. Oh
my god, is it amazing or not?
I don't know, I haven't seen it.
Oh my god, it must be amazing.
A lot of people who I knew who wanted to watch it, they've just stopped watching it.
Oh, really? It's that bad?
It's not that it's bad, it's just very boring.
Oh, okay.
They just can't get into it.
What was the one what was the dinosaurs? Oh, with the dinosaurs and the batteries. And then they had that white dude.
Is it done now? Oh, yeah, it's done now.
Which one? What was it called again?
Kyoryuger.
Kyoryuger, okay.
Yeah. Was that any good?
People liked it. The one with the samba dancing?
Yeah,
people liked it. I don't know.
Good times.
Yeah. So yeah, I'll probably, like, I liked it, kind of like I like most Kamen Riders.
Yeah.
Like, and I'm going to give it, like, I'm actually going to watch this for, like, a couple episodes, really? At bare minimum.
Really?
But, like, I don't know if I'll keep up with it. Just, like, the only one I ever kept up with was Forze.
Mm.
So.
Yeah, you know, I'm coming off of Gaim. And it's a shame you guys didn't watch Gaim, because Gaim is the best one.
Gaim nuts?
Gaim is nuts. But, okay, wait, I'll say this. Gaim is a terrible Kamen Rider show.
But an amazing...
But it's an amazing live-action anime.
Okay.
Actually, I sound down with that. That sounds
because good. You know how Kamen Rider, and I'll tell you, I think Drive does the same thing. You know how Kamen Rider's like a 2-episode stint for... Like, it's like... Every little story arc is...
Oh, it's usually, 2 episodes.
It's 2 episodes,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, okay. Yeah.
Gaim's not like that. There's no Monster of the Week. It's a fully serialized thing. It's written by Gen Urobuchi?
Okay.
That sounds familiar. He wrote Madoka Magica.
He
wrote Fate Zero. And so now...
I never finished either of those shows.
Yeah, so it's super dark. Like, he goes to the limits of what a kid's show could do. Like, if you've watched both of the shows, you'll know that he likes to kill people permanently.
Okay.
He
does his...
Yeah. And poor Mammy. You can totally expect that from Gaim.
Interesting.
Yeah.
So yeah, Kamen Rider Drive, watch Gaim.
Yeah, no, so that's what I'm saying. So, but Gaim started out like super loony.
Right? Yeah, yeah.
The first 10 episodes of that show, you don't even know where it's going to go.
Yeah, like Dance Cruise, Pokemon Battles,
yeah, like Black Market. That has nothing to do with the show at the end.
Okay.
And that's why, even though I hate the Hot Wheels car gimmicks here in Drive, I'm going to stick with it because for all I know, it could be cool.
Yeah.
It could be something totally different.
Yeah.
He could get RC cars.
Oh my God, here we go.
He has to control it?
Obviously, I always want to see what the next rider is going to be.
Yeah, I'm very curious to see what his the second rider is. Or his other forms.
Yeah.
But, yeah. Kamen Rider Drive, I really like his suit. His powers are dumb. But, yeah. I also really like his gimmick of how he pulls up his tie when he's ready.
Oh, my God.
That. And, I don't know. At the beginning of the episode, I don't know how you guys felt, but they're fighting in the rain.
Yeah.
I was confused. I didn't realize that was a team of people, like a set of dudes.
Oh,
what do you mean? When they were fighting in the rain, and they were cutting forth back and forth between the partners,
yeah.
I thought they were the same guy. That's racist. And so when I first saw it, I was like, what the hell just happened?
Oh, you thought he was shooting at himself?
Yeah.
Shooting himself
up? I was like, what is going on?
That's racist.
They're both wearing blue suits. They both have
the same haircut.
Yeah, they have the same haircut in the rain, and so it's all down, and you can't really tell.
What I thought he was talking about, I thought the monologue that was going on was about the guy who died. And then, like, it's like, I died, but I somehow came back to life, and now I'm a Kamen Rider.
Yeah, they don't really explain how he gets the car and everything.
Like, the car is just there.
It's just assigned to him.
Yeah, because, like, so they have, they reveal it later in the episode that they have the garage underneath the police station.
Yeah.
And so I think it was just, like, I don't know where this car originated from. Yeah, but, like,
who gets assigned a car like that? It's like, huh.
So I think if you catch it, it says there, he was assigned to us from something from another. He's like, he used to be a hired.
Yeah, he was like,
okay.
And he was transferred here.
After his post-traumatic stress disorder.
And this is just the car he was assigned.
Oh, right, okay.
This is his cop car that he was assigned.
Amazing. It's fucking amazing cop car.
So what do you think about the ruin, or like some people call it a ruining of an NSX?
It's fine, it's whatever. It's a kid show.
Okay.
I don't care.
You're not like, your morals aren't bending because you're like, oh, they ruined this car that there's only X so many of.
It's fine.
Yeah. That's what I've been seeing online, just people like getting really angry about that car.
I just hope the car does something cool, because I know, like, right now it's like Kit, like Knight Rider.
Yeah.
That's a good...
That can do tire changes.
But I hope it turns into a robot that he can, like, combine with.
I'd be down. Adorable. That'd be cool. Yeah. Like, if someone gets just slightly bigger than him, then he can get into the... Like, not, like, when...
I don't even need the enemy to get bigger. I just want him to crush
people. You just want him to, like, step on dudes?
Yeah.
Just a curb stomp.
Maybe. It could be, like, an exoskeleton or something.
Yeah. I don't know. What do you guys think his power-ups are going to be called?
Oh, my God.
What were they called? I already... He had, like, Midnight Shadow...
Oh, I mean, like, his new forms.
Oh, form. Oh, yeah, forms are a thing.
Oh, my God. I don't even know. Nitros?
Nitros.
He's going
to have a Nas.
He's going to have Nitros. And, I don't know, Drift.
Fast and the Furious.
Drag Race.
Drag Race Drive.
Drag Race Drive. And he can only go in a straight line.
Yeah, then he crashes his car, and that's how he gets his new form. Because Han's going to give him a new car! He's like, you belong to me now!
Oh my God.
The price of a car to figure out what a man's worth, that's a price I'm willing to pay.
Wow. That's excellent. Excellent.
Bro, this has gone off the trail.
Okami.
This is awful.
Okay. Han said Okami.
Okay, what about the secondary rider? Who do you think it's going to be?
Obviously a bicycle. Like, not even a bike,
like a pedal bike. Okay.
Oh, really?
Rider pedal.
Oh,
to the metal.
What?
To the metal.
Oh, then it's gonna be pedal to the metal, and they're gonna have metal pedals, and then he's gonna like hit it.
Wow.
And then he's gonna hit it, or he or she is gonna hit it so hard that the back tire skins out.
I don't even know. I mean, launch off. What was that one with XL?
That was double.
It didn't even have anything to do with him. Wizard Beast. No.
No. The Beast one made sense. They explained it.
Do they?
Yeah.
So what is it? Why?
He's, if Wizard is a source of human magic. Beast is the animal magic.
Oh, so he's like primal compared to, oh my god, civilization. Oh my god. Yeah, whatever.
You love it.
Come on, yeah. Come on, whatever. I remember, because then there was Forzane Meteor. Gaim had all different fruits.
Yeah. That makes sense.
I thought the fruits were different people.
You guys apparently don't know what his last attack is in Gaim, no, which is pretty awesome. He just straight up says fruit basket.
Oh my god, that's amazing. I don't know if that's amazing or not so amazing.
That just makes me think of the anime, Fruits Basket.
Tell me, it's the best live action anime.
Yeah. All right, I'm gonna download some Gaim.
You should.
You still have Gaim?
No.
Damn.
No.
I'm gonna download some Gaim.
Just remember, you have to get past the first 15 episodes before.
I was already like 10 episodes in. Oh,
okay.
So.
Okay. Yeah. But yeah, any other things about Drive we want to mention? I mean, like, is how his helmet has a spoiler.
Yeah.
Oh, what?
His engine is also on the side of it.
Yeah. You didn't see his
engine. I didn't see the spoiler.
The back of his helmet's a spoiler.
Yeah, he has an engine mustache.
Yeah, he's the engine mustache.
His headlights are cool too. His
face. His eyes?
Yeah. Those his helmet, like his helmet, is might be one of like my favorite Kamen Rider helmets. Period.
Yeah.
But like the rest of his suit, I'm like, eh. Like anything from the shoulders down.
I'm like, I don't know. Oh, I like the rest of his suit. I like it. Yeah, his helmet's definitely one of the coolest. It's right up there with Meteor.
Yeah.
No, yeah. Oh, yeah. He had the thing, like the trail off the side.
Yeah.
Man, Meteor is cool.
Meteor is cool.
What the?
So I mean, just give it a test drive.
Oh!
Oh,
oh, the end of the segment.
Obviously.
I don't want to follow Count that. On me. I don't want to follow that.
Count on me.
Okay, picks of the week time. Picks of the week time. I'll go first. So you guys know about Gundam?
I do. Yeah, they're like that robot, those robots, right?
Yeah, man, from robots. Japan?
Yeah.
I thought they were from China.
Same thing, right?
Probably.
Yeah. The entire Gundam franchise is coming to North American shores.
So, what do you mean by entire?
I mean, every Gundam series is being localized and given a Blu-ray release here in North America.
Is that even a good idea?
Like,
even
G Gundam?
Yes, that's the plan. So 2015, we'll see the release of everything from Mobile Suit Gundam all the way up to Double Zeta, plus Turn A.
There's like four shows in between there.
Yeah, so it'll have everything in there.
Mm.
And then going forward, they're going to release everything else.
That's amazing.
Cool.
Which is, it's pretty cool.
It's pretty expensive.
Yeah, I no doubt.
But I hope that they all come in the same type of packaging so they all
so they match. Nice.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I would be really pissed.
Probably. And then at the end of it all, there's going to be a Super Collector's Edition that just has everything that's going to cost you $5,000.
And then I'm just going to like...
But then you bought all of the previous ones and you realize that all of the previous ones separately cost more than the $5,000 one.
Yeah.
And
you're like, but you did it over time.
But you did it over time.
Yeah.
I'm obviously going to buy Giga now.
That's the same. That's, like, that's the one I'm going to buy.
It's going to be insane.
I can't wait to get...
I can't.
Think it'll be official subs. Like,
yeah.
No, they do have the official one.
Oh, I want
the Bandai.
I want new ones.
Yeah, obviously.
I want new subs. Bad. I want new English VO.
I bet it'll be remastered.
English VO?
Yeah.
Man, the English voices were the best.
Yeah, because I heard that news and I ended up just looking for G-Gundam again. I've been watching a little bit here and there.
It's so I have it all if you
racist.
Want it.
No, I haven't.
Love it. It's so racist. I love it. Every bit of it.
Yo, it's a
Gundam!
What was
Holland
Gundam? No, Holland Gundam was a windmill?
Yes, and he got through because he didn't die.
Sweden's Gundam was just a blonde girl with boobs.
She was a Sailor Moon.
Yeah, she was a Sailor Moon.
She was blue haired.
Oh, Allenby?
Yeah. She's your favorite. Yeah,
Lumberjack was Gundam awesome. For Canada?
Yeah, that was really racist.
China's Gundam was a dragon?
I mean, okay, that's fine.
Yeah.
But Tequila Gundam took it
away. Tequila Gundam?
They called it Spike Gundam.
Who was the zebra one?
That was Kenya.
Kenya, Kenya was zebra.
What was India?
Oh, snake. I forget.
The snake
was
charmer?
Was it the charmer? Yeah, okay, okay.
Zeus like, Gundam was
how is it useful?
How is a windmill Gundam useful?
The only way he made it through was he didn't
stealth.
Die.
Mad stealth.
Mad stealth.
Yeah.
The best.
America was the boxer. No,
America was Chibini, a boxer.
Yeah, it looked like a footballer.
Yeah,
and
okay.
Into a boxer,
France was a
which
fencer.
Was actually one of their coolest designs.
Yeah, because I was like, wait, no, I know he's a football. And then,
but his football thing comes up and then becomes his gloves. Yes, and I'm like, man, that's actually a really good design.
No, France was my favorite.
With the
Gundam
fencer?
Rose.
Yeah.
With his massive hair.
Yeah.
Oh, George Desan.
That kind of hair I like in like the old anime. Where it just kind of comes out for a bit.
Yeah.
And then.
Yeah.
So yeah, this... When I heard this news, I'm like, yep, G Gundam.
It's just so bad it's good.
G Gundam, I'm going to buy it all, and I'm going to also...
He makes a dress out of a cape. They shoot their love through Devil Gundam.
Yeah, yeah. Alright, so he's talking about the end.
Yeah.
Man. I mean, it's just Domo's just so angry all the time.
Yeah, he hates his brother.
Yeah, but when he turns when he turns not angry, that's the best. Yeah.
When he's calm, cool, and collected, and then he's still a badass.
No, he has that sweet new like mode where he's like the inner peace.
Yeah.
And he just like beats on Master Asia. That was the best.
Yeah. And his hand turns red.
Gundam's good.
And he turns all gold. Yeah, they're all gold.
Domon is like
oh, the last set of episodes were the best because he fought each of everybody from the Shuffle Alliance.
Yeah, he fought them all at once.
No, all one by one.
Oh.
And then they all turned gold on him. And he had to beat all their gold forms. Which was amazing.
Domon is like the anime stereotype that I will never get tired of. Like, just the guy with a burning passion.
And he's also stupid.
Yeah. Just like, yeah, he's not smart. He's just like, he gets through with sheer will alone.
Yeah,
he's the
boss. Oh, you didn't like his brother?
Oh.
Schwartz. The German guy? Who has, like, the ninja Gundam? With, like,
two Spiegels? I didn't really like him.
What? His Gundam was sick. He beats on Dolan all the time.
Well, yeah. Of course. Yeah, he's the older brother. That's why Dolan's so angry.
God damn, it's so strong.
Was it Schwartz you said?
Yeah.
Black in German?
Yeah, it's Schwartzbruder, so Black
Brother. Schwartzbruder, yeah. Like Dark Brother or Black Brother. Oh, man.
It's like, Schwartzbruder. Like, I don't get it. I don't know who you are. You can't be anybody I know.
Schwartzbruder.
It's like, why are you always helping me? He's like, I don't know.
I'm out. Ninja Vanish.
Yeah, the thing about that show, too, is that the Gundams weren't super bad. They were.
Yeah.
The people were.
Yeah.
The Gundams are just...
They're just accessories.
So they could fight on a grander scale.
Yeah.
I mean, the one guy, the Italian guy, he, like, kicked through buildings and stuff.
Oh, yeah.
When he was, like, DG-powered.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
What was the Italian one?
Oh, it was, like, Michelo Chariot, and the Gundam was, like, Nero Gundam or something.
Oh, he was, like, a Roman...
Yeah, but then it turned into the winged eagle thing. With, like, the big claws.
Oh.
It was the British guy became, like, the big fat guy with the big cannons.
Oh, okay.
He had the gun.
Who was the guy who was always under... He was, like, a prisoner to some lady?
Oh, that was the Bolt Gundam. It was the Russian one.
Yeah, the Russian one.
That one was
awesome. That one was cool.
Yeah, he's Bolt, the best. He's cool.
And then you find out his backstory. It's all a misunderstanding. Of course!
Ah, it always is!
Yeah, the guy who's been in jail all his life is actually not a bad guy.
Yeah, my God, anime. And every episode, he breaks his chains.
Yeah.
It's like, why bother? You waste chains.
He just got, like, a box full of handcuffs they gotta get through.
Yeah.
It's not for his safety, it's for your safety. So you know.
Man, just the show is so good. They had a friggin', like, ring around the Earth.
Yeah. Yeah.
Which no one used to propel himself from Africa to Hong Kong.
Oh, right. He jumps into space. Which is really dumb.
Yeah, he bounces off the ropes.
Yeah. Oh my God.
He bounces off the ropes. Sure. They got turnbuckles and everything on that.
I wonder what that year was like. I remember as a kid, I used to watch him like, man, this show is, I don't even know if anything beat this show. This show's crazy.
Yeah.
I don't know if anything beat that show even now. Like, that show's really good.
That was great when that came out. Right after Wing Gundam, I was like, finally, a show with robots where they fight.
Right? Yeah. I watched Wing Gundam now, and I'm like, well, maybe my higher level of understanding will make this bearable.
Sure.
And I sit there, and I'm like, man, this is boring as shit.
Yeah.
It's just all politics.
It is. They're just talking about being peaceful, and then, like, Hero blows himself up.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, okay, hey, want to be friends? Nah, I'm going to blow myself up again. It's like, man, stop blowing yourself up.
People don't abide by
sit at the bottom of this river, contemplate.
And then blow myself up again. That's what he's known for.
Yeah. But yeah, so that's it. Gundam's coming to the West.
It's going
to
be awesome.
I can't wait. I'm going to buy G Gundam and Build Fighters.
I think for us, that story is G Gundam comes to the West.
Yes.
If it's already out, and I remember buying it all, and then I wondered if it was a good idea. It's best idea.
Yeah. It's the best Gundam.
Blaze watches it, like, constantly. It's always on in the background.
Oh, that's a smart idea.
Yeah, man.
And then my second pick is I just found out about this today, but there's a new Macross that's been announced.
Macross Delta.
Delta!
Oh, yeah. So it has that girl, the green-haired girl, right?
I have no idea.
No, isn't she from the other? Rinka Lee or whatever?
Ronka Lee from Frontier?
Yeah, isn't that her on the front?
No.
I saw a picture of three girls.
Oh, no, that's just the leads from previous Macross.
Oh, okay, that's what I thought. Oh, okay, yeah. So that was Rinka Lee.
Yeah, there's no info about it yet. Just that it's coming.
And there's going to be singing and dancing.
Yeah, I just want them to twist the formula a bit.
How could they twist it?
I want the songstress to be like Justin Timberlake.
A dude!
And I want the pilot to be a girl.
Oh, gender bender.
Yeah.
I like it. Well, you know that's not what it is.
I know. But I can dream.
It's so much merchandising if it's a chick.
Yeah, but imagine she... Oh, yeah, that's true.
Right?
Yeah.
I mean, Pops... I mean, Hatsune Miku made it over here.
Well, they're just gonna give... Well, you know what? They could put her in a sexy flight suit.
Yeah, okay.
I don't know.
If the boys are Shota Boy, maybe.
Yeah.
Little boy.
I don't know what kind of genre it'll be. J-pop again, or
probably right.
J-rap.
I mean, wasn't the original one Chinese? She was singing some Chinese songs, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, that's true. Yeah.
Min Mei or whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah, she sang Chinese because she was Chinese.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. It's a good time.
Yeah. Thanks.
Yeah. No.
Yo, my boyfriend's a pilot, okay?
Yo.
That's cool. All right, Anthony, what are your picks of the week?
My picks of the week, first one is music-related.
Oh, my God.
This year, in 2014, there have been zero albums to hit platinum status. And what that means is that no one person's album released this year has sold 1 million copies.
That seems awful.
Yeah, so...
That seems expected.
It's making pretty big news, like in like the music blogs they see and stuff like that.
Yeah.
And everyone's touting it too. Music this year is so bad that people aren't like not even singles, like not even a single has hit 1 million, right?
Mm.
And so I want you guys to guess what you guys think the best selling album this year is.
Album?
Album.
Oh wow. This is a big one.
I don't even know what came out this year.
I'll give you a hint. It doesn't... No, the best-selling album this year doesn't have to be released this year. And I'll give you a hint. It's from a movie.
Oh, it's from a movie?
Frozen.
Yeah, there you go. That's the one.
The Frozen soundtrack from last year
is
by and far the best-selling album this year.
Wow.
Which is crazy. So people are hoping that like this will tell publishers to be like, listen, just stop pumping out pop garbage. But it probably won't.
Yeah.
Yeah. And it's also got a lot of people talking about how music is absorbed now. Like, not a lot
music
of...
Music is!
Yeah, music is, bro. Like, what is music? Like, really?
I don't know.
This seems like a job for Anthony.
No, because in the way they sell it, because CDs are long gone. Like, I don't even know how HMV still is in business.
Sell iTunes gift cards.
Yeah, true. Even iTunes now, like, their sales, at least this year, has been declining severely from previous years, and they're wondering if like the when YouTube releases just
you know who's not contributing to this
who
decline
you yeah so like people are, instead of buying music now they're like only listening to the releases on YouTube even piracy is getting easier and easier as time moves forward and stuff like that and
not that we advocate it
yeah it's not that we advocate it it's bringing some really interesting talks to the music scene.
Which is Anthony's a part of. Mm. And he'll report back to you once he goes to his sweet underground hipster shows.
Yeah, exactly. You know, I'm going to an underground hipster show next or at the end of the month.
Oh, good for you.
He'd be like, hey man, what do you think about the decline of music? I know.
One of my favorite lines in a movie ever is still in Scott Pilgrim when he's like, you know, their first album is a lot better than their first album.
Wow.
Yeah, it's pretty funny.
I really like that line. And then my second pick is Pokemon is getting into the Halloween spirit in Japan.
Okay.
And they're releasing, I don't know if they're comics, but right now they're releasing teaser images.
Yeah.
From a guy named Junji Ito. He did two manga. One's called Uzumaki. It's a horror manga where a town gets obsessed with spirals. And the obsession is like taking over their town and like, people are, like, contorting their bodies purposely into spirals and killing themselves to honor spirals and stuff. And, like, it gets super dark. And then there was another one called Gyo, G-Y-O, where fish come out of the ocean with robot legs, and they run on a death stench. And they
I thought you started this with Pokemon's getting the Halloween spirit. Yeah.
So, like, and I'm just telling you about this guy. He's, like, a super dark manga writer. And so they hired him to make illustrations for the Pokemon company for a lot of their ghost-type Pokemon.
Okay.
And they have one with... What's the... Do you get Banette? Yeah, he has like a... He or she has like a mouth zipper.
Yeah.
It's like a ghost. And And they're going to keep releasing different images written by the, or drawn by this guy. And, like, they are pretty creepy. Just, like, his art style has a really sinister tone to it.
Okay.
And they're pretty cool. I don't know if this is going to be, like a comic or anything. But it's something to keep out for. Or to just keep on the lookout for. Mm. And then my last pick is, if I can remember it.
They look pretty creepy. I just saw it now.
Yeah. They're kind of messed up. Oh, and is a new meme that came out. It's anime characters announcing they're pregnant.
Oh my god, this was amazing.
So these ones are pretty good. So on the Kotaku article that'll be in the show notes, they actually have an image that you would need for this. Where it's
a template.
A template.
Yeah.
So it's a birth control, like...
So somebody... It's a hand that's out of frame.
Yeah.
Is holding a birth control stick. A pregnancy test.
Pregnancy test,
it's positive.
Yeah.
And then a finger on the other hand pointing towards it.
Yeah, pointing towards it. And they're putting that template over a lot of different anime images.
Yeah.
And they're just so funny. Like, the best one I found, like I just started, I lost it, was from this anime Free.
Oh, is that the swimming
team? Yeah, the male all-male swimming team. So one of the boys is holding up a pregnancy test to the other boy. And he's like, oh, no. And, like, there's just a lot of really, really funny ones. Another one I saw was... all the different sidekicks from Pokemon, all the girl sidekicks, are all holding it and pointing it, and at the last panel, it's Ash going like, no! Like, just freaking out. So, like, stuff like that. But, like, these are some hilarious images. So.
Did you see this, Vince?
I only saw one, and at first I didn't realize it was the current meme going around, but it was of the current Build Fighters try.
Okay. Oh, God, what?
Yeah, because... So, I'll just spoil the first episode for you guys. You know... a Dom, right?
Yeah,
like the purple and black Dom.
Yeah.
Okay, mm-hmm. So in the first episode, the main character uses it, and it gets destroyed. But in the middle of its destruction, inside is the Hero Gundam, the burning Gundam. So the mem was Gun Dom, and then it had the pregnancy, and then the second screen was Birthing Gundam. And it was a Gundam coming out of the
exploding. Gross. That's gross.
That's pretty funny.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But yeah, this meme's hilarious, and like. I've been trying to find screens that I have and, like, trying to make funny ones, but I haven't successfully made one that I found pretty funny.
That's funny.
Yeah, they're good. They're real good.
Yeah, they are.
Yeah. They're awful.
So, yeah, those are all my picks.
So, my pick is also another meme. It's vines that have been coming out.
What do you
mean? Pregnancies.
Oh, sorry.
And the vine that come out is that there's a wrestler named Randy Orton, and his... signature move is the RKO, where he... I don't know how to explain it. It kind of looks like...
It's a mix between a British Bulldog and a Stone Cold Stunner.
Yeah.
So, like, what he does, he's like, he puts your arm... Or he puts your chin on your bicep, and then he kind of, like, jumps and drags you down with him as he lands on his back.
Yeah.
Yeah. And so it's like a modified Stunner. It's a modified British Bulldog.
So what people have done is that they have videos of people basically falling down. Either they're trying to grind a rail... as a skateboarder, or jumping off something and not making it to the other side.
Yeah.
And they crudely place a little gif of Randy Orton waiting. And when the person hits, Randy Orton's there to make it look like he just gave them an RKO. And it's like hard to explain, but if you watch it, I had a howl.
They're pretty hilarious.
They're pretty hilarious because then they put the wrestling dub over it, the announcers, and it just makes it even funnier. Yeah.
There are already like 10-minute compilation videos these things out.
It's
so amazing. With sound and everything. So.
It's amazing because it's just a crude GIF of him just doing something stupid. And then,
you avoid the pronunciation wars by just saying GIF.
Is it GIF or GIF?
I say GIF.
Oh my god, what a nub. So that's my pick of the week. I don't know why, but that was just kept me entertained.
Hmm. Yeah, no, it was good. Yeah. How's it going?
We gotta start making memes, guys. We gotta get on this train.
I think the thing with memes is, like, they happen naturally.
No, they're calculated.
They're calculated?
Yeah.
They're like, you think WWE, big business, like, they put the first one out secretly?
Uh-huh.
Man, that'd be sad. I'd be sad if that, like, came to light. Like, this was all a ploy by Vince McMahon.
You'll be disappointed by the real world, son.
Oh, man.
Boo. Everything is not what you think it is.
No!
It's true.
Okay, any last picks of the week you guys want to throw out there into the field?
No.
No, I'm good.
You guys hear about those new Avengers rumors?
No. What is it?
That Avengers 3 might not actually have any of the Avengers we know of, except for Tony.
That's weird. I thought it'd be have everyone but Tony.
No.
Why? What do you mean? They're all going to get killed?
Has there been an Avengers 2 yet? No.
No, that's coming out this April or May.
OMGs.
Yeah, so I think the current thing is that they signed on Robert Downey Jr. because he was out of contract after Avengers, but he signed on again to do more movies. And the first movie he's going to appear in after Avengers is Cap 3.
Okay.
And they're saying that's going to be the setup for Civil War.
Okay.
Which is cool and all, but Civil War only works when there's like 100 heroes.
Yeah, yeah.
In the Marvel Universe, there's like, what, 6 of them?
Yeah. In the movie universe, yeah.
Yeah. So.
Well, they're going to start introducing a million of them.
Yeah, I guess so.
They're in the Ant-Man movie soon.
Whoa, speaking of, I forgot about this. DC released their lineup.
Yeah, they showed up everything.
Yeah. What do you guys think about that? They have Shazam. They have Cyborg. What else is there? Justice League. Justice League 2.
Yeah.
They announced Justice League and Justice League 2?
Yeah. Yeah. Wow. And it's coming in the next 4 years or so, right?
It's till 2020. So the next 6 years, we're going to have 10 DC movies.
Wow.
Yeah.
You think it's going to be sick? I think it's going to be sick.
I hope it's sick.
I hope it's great. Do I think it's going to be great? Well, who knows?
Well, easy there. We all know we all know Anthony just wants all the Vertigo and underground.
Yeah, I'm all about Image Comics.
Yeah, okay? Dark Horse Comics.
Yo, as soon as a Saga movie comes out, I'm down.
What else?
I'm actually way into Image Comics.
They confirmed Wonder Woman's origin story in this one.
And it's...
She's a demigod.
Okay.
She's Zeus's daughter.
She's not an Amazon woman.
She's still an Amazon woman, but she's not made from clay.
Oh, okay.
Does she know Dom?
No.
See how everything can tie back? We should have that. Yeah. 6 degrees of Tokyo Drift.
Yo, Fast 7 in April.
Actually?
Can't wait. Can't wait. Like
this year, right?
Fast 6? We were already out? Oh, yeah. Yeah.
That's when Han died. And then Jason Statham showed up.
Yeah.
And then he jumped the bridge to save his girlfriend.
Oh, my God.
He jumped the bridge and he jumped out of the car and then landed on another car.
Fast 5 was the best. I don't even know.
Yeah.
Fast 6.
Yeah,
Tokyo Drift's the best, but...
No. For as much as you like Vin Diesel and Paul Walker, how can you say Tokyo Drift's the best?
Because it's so bad. It's my irony thing of I love it because it's so different.
No. Okay.
Yeah.
But yeah.
So, she's a demigod, huh?
Yeah.
So she's not an Amazon?
She is. Like, Thing's still her mom. Zeus just came down and slept with her.
Get him.
Yeah. There's going to be a Ghost in the Shell movie.
What? Like an American Ghost in the Shell movie?
Yeah. You know who's up for the role?
Is it that girl from Resident Evil? Yeah, nope. Mila Jovovich? Is it Mila Jovovich?
Nope.
Kylie Minogue.
Nope. Is she a singer?
She was in movies.
Is she?
She was in Street Fighter.
I don't remember.
Wow.
She was in Street Fighter.
Wow.
She was Cammy.
Oh my God, she totally was.
Duh.
It all came back.
Oh my God, you guys are the worst. Let's see, who can be... Who are we talking about again?
Kylie Minogue?
No, we're talking about Motoko Kusanagi.
Oh, okay. Yeah, it's that Asian girl.
She's white. Come on.
Oh, what?
Well, the actress
I'm Dakota Fanning.
Oh, were you thinking of Devin Aoki?
Yeah.
No, she's on Arrow.
Yeah.
Is she really?
Yeah.
That's who?
Kasumi's on Arrow?
Samurai Girl?
Yeah.
Oh, weird. Let's see.
Just think of the most recent female super agent you've seen in the movies.
Scarlett Johansson?
Yes.
Yeah, okay. Yeah.
So she was also Salt and stuff. No, that was...
That was Angelina Jolie.
No, she was the new one. Alice or something?
Oh, Lucy.
Lucy, yeah.
I like that movie.
Yeah.
What?
I like that movie. It's a good movie.
Yeah. And then I think they also announced Sony's finally going to give up... Or not give up the rights to Spider-Man, but they're going to lend out Spider-Man to Marvel.
Okay.
Or Avengers 3.
Okay, there you go.
Should they lend out X-Men 2?
That's Fox.
Oh, Fox. Damn. Yeah. So they're never going to give that up.
No.
God damn
it. X-Men's like the biggest Marvel group. They're not gonna be like, listen,
you can have
all the characters.
What if Disney buys it for $2 billion? Two Bs.
To be continued.
No.
Oh.
All right, that's our picks of the week then.
Yeah.
Yep.
Moving on. on into the second half of the show, it is time to see what you've all been up to. And we, I can't remember. You guys weren't here last week.
No.
And the week before that, were you here, Blavin? I can't remember.
No, I wasn't here for the DISP segment. I went out.
Right.
No, so that was, we had the funeral, the fake funeral. And then next week, we told you that we had a fake funeral for you. So you were here.
Okay. Well, anyways, Blavin, what you been up to?
So me? I actually was watching a ton of TV.
Whoa.
I know.
Just wasting away.
Oh, did I already talk about Fate Zero?
Nope.
I watched Fate Zero.
Okay.
So, I know you, it ties in with you because you watched Fate Stay Night.
Yes.
So, Fate Stay Night was originally released, when? 2006.
Six.
And that told the story of a boy whose name is...
Shiro.
Emiya. Is it?
Yeah.
Kitsurugi?
I don't think you were testing him. I think
you didn't know. Well, anyway, so it's in 2006, Fate Stay Night. It's about this guy named Shiro who gets into a battle for the Holy Grail with his servant, Arthur Pen... No. Is it?
Saber. Yeah, just call her Saber.
Which is King Arthur, but a lady. Of course, Japan would make her a lady.
Yeah. I think like almost all her Knights of the Round are ladies, except for one.
Who, Lancelot? Yeah. No, they're all dudes. Is he gay
bowling? No, because in Fate Stay Night, they show off like a couple of her Knights of the Round.
Oh, God.
Like, her closest one is a girl.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Is the only dude a gay guy?
No, the only dude is in Fate Zero.
Yeah.
So, that's what it is. So, this one is a prequel, actually, to Fate Stay Night.
Yeah, this came out in, when, 2012?
Yeah, it was pretty recent.
Yeah, okay.
So, I don't know when exactly it was, but it was pretty recent.
Yeah.
So, it chronicles, actually, the adopted father of Shiro from Fate Stay Night.
Yeah.
Kiritsugu Emiya.
Yeah.
In his battle for the Holy Grail 6 years before.
10 years.
10 years?
Yeah.
Or 10 years before. And he's also the Master of Saber.
Yes.
So, well, I hope to talk with you about this, Vin. So, you've watched both.
Yes.
So, is it worth watching Zero before Fate Stay Night?
Yes, but I'll tell you right now, don't watch Fate Stay Night.
Yo, just a little hint.
I knew it. I knew it was bad.
I have a good reason for it, but I'll get to that later.
Okay, so I watched Fate Zero, and I liked the show a lot. It was very, very, very interesting to see, because there's, I think, six people?
Seven.
There's seven fighters for the Holy Grail. Each of them get a hero from the past.
Yeah.
And it's very interesting, the people that they picked. And it's no spoilers, because in the first episode, they show a bunch of them.
Yeah.
But we get people like Alexander the Great.
Oh, Ryder.
Yeah, Gilgamesh, Lancelot. Oh, shit. Said I was going to spoil it, but I totally did. They also have Bluebeard.
Oh, yeah.
Who was my least favorite character.
Yeah,
because, Vince,
Costa.
There were so many children deaths. He killed like 50 million children.
Costa, yeah.
And he was actually, if you don't know who Bluebeard is, he's the guy who's known for killing his own wives.
Yeah.
And also was part of Joan of Arc's crew. But he killed a lot of kids, and they found out, and they're like, man,
you're a bad dude.
Yeah.
Who was Lancer?
Okay, so Lancer, I can't say his name, because it's like in Gaelic or whatever.
Yeah, but no, what's his nickname? What's he known as? Is it something to do with flowers?
Oh, he has a love spot.
Oh, okay.
So basically, this guy has this love spot that like it charms any woman.
Yeah.
Which is why he got in trouble in his past life, because he charmed a king's
daughter. The princess.
No, it's the girl who's getting married to.
Right. Yeah.
Okay. And then he slept with her, and then they ran away together, and he's like, man, this is bad. But he was cool, because he had two weapons. He had a short spear and a long spear.
Yeah.
And actually, what's really cool about Fate Zero is that the people that they picked, they made it so that they were very close to their counterparts in real life, or what the mythology was. Like, this guy had a spear that was, one of them was like, could penetrate magic, and the other one could make it so you can't heal.
Yeah.
And I read up in his actual legend, and those were actually what his spears did.
Wow.
So I thought that was pretty cool. He had a long one, which he used on his greater adventures, and a small one, which was the you can't heal, which is pretty crazy. So yeah, and it was a really, really cool, it's very well animated. The fights were really cool, but they were very few and far between. Like there was a lot of philosophical stuff about, you know, what to do with the grail when you get it, and all that kind of stuff. So,
What's the power that the grail gives you again?
That's to grant you one wish.
Oh.
But it was a very, very interesting how they reveal how he grants that wish in the end.
Yep.
It's really, really cool. I definitely recommend it. Check it out if you're thinking about it. It's kind of dark and it's very gory, but really, really cool. action scenes and a very interesting story.
Who was your favorite of the servants? Actually, do you have a favorite team?
Favorite team?
Yeah.
You know who is my favorite
team. I don't know who your
favorite team. Come on, take a guess. Take a wild guess.
I forget the boy's name. Is it Riders?
Yeah. They're the best. Yeah. They're like buddies.
What's his name again?
Waver.
Waver! Oh, Waver. Yeah. You know what my favorite episode is?
Okay, wait, let me guess. Favorite episode is...
Or favorite moment.
When they he goes shopping.
No.
Oh, he buys the video game and gets a limited edition t-shirt.
No.
Oh, what was it? Wait. Is it have to do with Saber?
Yes.
Oh, my God.
It has
God.
To do with the Kings.
The Kings?
I think that's how they call it.
Oh, my God. The drinking episode?
Yeah.
That episode was really
yeah, cool. When they sit down and they have like a...
And they make fun of each other?
Yeah.
But they're doing it really seriously.
And yeah, very politically.
And then they really make Saber get really, really upset.
Yeah.
Yeah, they hurt her like a little girl. It was the best. Yeah, so there's three kings, right? So Alexander the Great, which is the writer that I like. He's the king of conquerors. And then Gilgamesh is the first king, so he's the king of all kings.
Okay.
And then there's Saber, which is the king of knights. And basically the other two are just ripping on her about how bad of a king she is.
But think of it like they're it's like a very political event.
Yeah.
And they're drinking. And they're just talking very calmly, and it's like highbrow criticism.
Yeah, and they're just like, man, you do not know how to live like a king. She's like, I've sacrificed myself for my people. It's like, man, you don't have to do that shit. You just do what you want to do because you're king. And then she's like, look at all your people. How sad were they? It's like super sad. Yeah, because you weren't doing anything. You were just trying to save them, but you never led them. And she's like, man, screw you guys. It was really good. That episode was really good.
Yeah, that sounds pretty good.
It's very serious though, but it was really good because they were just ripping on each other.
Yeah,
Gilgamesh is really
he's the best. I love how he likes to go around dressed like a normal person.
Yeah.
He's the king of kings. He can do whatever he wants.
That's exactly what he's like.
Yeah, and his ultimate attack is just it's just stupid overpowered.
Yeah, his ultimate attack is insane. So they fought the main bad guy in this one is the main bad guy from Fate Stay Night. Is this true? The priest.
Yes.
Yeah, Kyrian,
yeah,
or Kyrie, or whatever.
Yeah.
So it's the same guy?
Yeah.
Man, he's alive? Jesus.
Yeah, at the end they show he's alive.
Yeah, I know, but like, he's still battling?
Yeah.
So they fought in the same place where he and the main guy Kiryu fought.
Yeah.
Reminds me of the place in Batman, one of the Batman movies where he gets all his stuff. It's like a big room with white lights at the top.
Oh,
like in a grid.
Yeah.
It's weird. I don't know if those rooms actually exist in real life.
I don't know.
Yeah. Probably. Anyway, yeah, it's a cool show. Definitely recommend it.
Mm.
I watched two movies.
Mm.
I watched Here Comes the Boom. Have you heard of this movie?
I've heard of it, but I don't know.
It's the guy from King of Queens.
Okay, Kevin James?
Yeah. He works for elementary school, and they're cutting the music program, and they need to make money to get it back up again. Because it's really important to the kids. Oh. So he joins MMA. To make money.
It's MMA.
But he wants to just lose because people can make money from just losing.
Yeah.
But it's one of those funny comedies where he tries to get better and then he ends up trying to actually wanting to win. So it's a really, really funny kind of...
Did he get super fit or something? Because like Kevin James is a big dude.
He's a big dude. Yeah, no, he didn't get that fit. But he put on muscle for it too.
Oh, okay, cool.
So it looks really cool. And it reminded me of one of my biggest crushes in Hollywood.
Mm.
Selma Hayek.
Oh, Selma Hayek.
Yeah, she is...
I gotta look.
She's Spanish.
Yeah, she's Mexican.
Oh, is she Mexican?
Yeah, she was in Desperado.
Oh, yeah. Was she also in Once Upon a Time in Mexico?
Yeah, that's like the third movie in that. Oh. It's a full franchise. Like the Mariachi, Desperado, and then Once Upon a Time in Mexico.
Oh, okay.
I didn't know that they were... I didn't know that either. Yeah, they're all connected.
Okay.
That's the one where Johnny Depp has no eyes.
Yeah.
He has a kid. Yeah. That movie's sweet.
Selma Hayek.
But, so I watched that movie. It's really funny. It's kid-friendly, so... I don't know. I thought it was really funny, because he just gets beaten on.
Mm.
So. But another movie, speaking of beating, I watched Magic Mike.
Again?
Whoa.
I never watched it.
I thought you went to go see it in the theaters.
No.
You sure?
No, that wasn't me went to see it in the theaters. Okay. So Magic Mike is about Channing Tatum being a stripper.
I swore you've seen this movie already.
No, I love this movie and love the premise of it, but I've never actually seen it.
Oh, okay.
And, the movie is about Channing Tatum being a stripper, and the dialogue's really bad. everything about the movie is bad, except
for Channing Tatum.
For Channing Tatum.
Wow.
Because the movie is told from a very male-centric point of view. Being a male stripper, all he wants to do is just party and make have threesomes.
Whoa.
And then it's obviously him growing out of it, you know, being a 30-year-old stripper and whatever. Mm. But some interesting people in this are Joe Magliano, the guy from
True Blood.
True Blood, who's the werewolf guy, is in it. Kevin Nash is in it.
Yep.
Big Nasty?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
He's a stripper.
Is his stripper name Big Nasty?
No, he like ODs though. Oh.
Wow.
Now Anthony's in. He's like, now
Kevin
I need...
Kevin Nash. Wrestling is in? Oh, I gotta watch it.
Yeah, it's Kevin Nash is in this movie. It's pretty funny.
This is like when I learned that Stone Cold Steve Austin was in the first Expendables. I was like, whoa.
Was he? Oh, he's a bad guy.
Yeah, he's a bad guy. And I was like, damn.
Did you also see his own movie?
Yeah, he has his own movie, but those movies are terrible. Yeah.
His own movie, the one where they're all stuck on an island.
Yeah.
And they all have to kill... Yeah. Uh-huh.
All movies where the main star is a wrestler are terrible.
What? What's like the John Cena one? Oh,
The Rock says otherwise.
The Marine 2.
Oh, yeah, The Rock's awesome.
The Rock is the only... Like, no, like, so The Rock, when he went off to his wrestling career, the different... Or, like, he went to an acting career. It wasn't like, WWE presents The Marine, or presents The Scorpion King.
Is that actually what it was?
But yeah, it was because they have, like, wrestling is just acting, right?
I think you forget what The Rock's first entrance into Hollywood was like.
What was it?
They didn't have all that marketing, but, like, they didn't say that, but that's clearly how it was pinned.
He was Dwayne The Rock Johnson.
Yeah, like, The Scorpion King doesn't say Dwayne Johnson on the cover, it says The Rock.
Yeah. I don't know, maybe he's an exception then, but...
Like, I think they learned from him that they should be marketing more.
Yeah. But, yeah, so...
Magic Mike.
Watch it.
Oh, okay.
Actually watch it.
You just told me it's this horrible movie.
It is horrible.
Does Kevin Nash powerbomb anybody?
No, I told you he ODs a little girl.
The little girl? ODs like a bitch.
I'm just kidding. He does OD though, and he's like shaking on the ground.
Oh, wow,
funny.
Weird.
Seeing Kevin Nash. He's old.
No, he's an old dude, yeah.
Yeah. But he's so fit for an old dude.
You know who else is old? Remember Scott Hall?
Yeah.
He had the toothpick?
Yeah.
He's so old now.
Is he like old?
Yeah, he's like old.
Graying?
Yeah.
Oh, man. But yeah, give this movie a watch. Really just watch it. There's actually more boobs than penises. There's one penis.
That's it?
Oh, that's it.
And it's not even that big. It's in a dick pump. So.
Oh.
That seems gross.
Yeah. But it's not like... Actually, it is pretty
zoomed in. What do those even do?
I don't know, Vince. You tell us.
Well, I don't know. I could buy you guys some if you need some.
You know what?
I got my sources.
Is this going to be a review on the podcast?
Yeah,
review a dick pump?
You know, there have been a couple of sponsors reaching out.
But yeah, no, so this is what that movie's about. Definitely recommend it as a watch, just to see what's up. Channing Tatum is pretty awesome.
Okay.
I think I'd watch him in any movie. Even if he is like something like Gambit or something.
He is Gambit, right?
I know, that's the joke.
Yeah. Oh, okay. I wasn't paying attention, yeah.
Yeah. So yeah, that's been my week's movies and whatnot.
Anthony, have you also been partaking
in tripping?
I've been partaking in movies.
Oh.
I went to go see Gone Girl.
Oh, my God, here we go.
With Ben Affleck.
Of course it sounds
familiar. Oh, yeah. Oh, hold on, let me settle in.
I can't... I'm not going to spoil anything about this movie.
But it's the best movie of the year.
It's really good. It's not the best movie of the year. It is in my top three.
Okay, well, what beats it?
Lego Movie and... fuck, what was that other movie that I really liked? That I can't even remember the name.
Okay.
But, so, like, Captain America was third, and it bumped out Captain America for me.
Okay, I'm going to stop you right there. So, the DC lineup, did you know that, for some reason, they also announced Lego Movie?
The DC lineup?
Yeah, does DC own Lego?
No, it's Warner Brothers announced it. It was all the same press release.
Oh, okay. They have, you know, they have Lego Batman as their own movie.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
What's that movie now?
Oh, my God.
Guardians.
There you go.
Oh, he knew.
Mm-hmm. You can just let me hang in. Let me hang in.
Yeah.
See how it is.
Gotta test you guys, right?
So yeah, it's number three. It's Ben Affleck is great actor in this movie.
Is he big in this movie?
Huh?
Is he big?
Oh, he's huge. He's Batman huge.
Yeah, okay. I just want to make sure.
Man. He's the Gone Girl.
Oh. He's the Gone
Girl. But this movie takes the missing persons premise or trope and really takes it into...
Oh, this movie!
Yeah, so what it's about is that...
Oh, I thought you knew. That's why you made fun of
me. No, I have no idea.
Is that Ben Affleck's wife goes missing.
And it's like he's framed.
And everybody thinks that...
He killed her.
Or like, that's like, you're getting all these hints that he might have done it, or maybe it didn't, or like, each and every way.
Yeah.
And I'm not going to say anything about the movie, like, but it was really good. It surprised me at a lot of different points.
Mm.
And it is definitely a recommended watch. It was a movie where I kept talking about it, like, after I watched it. Like there were, like, 3 days where I was constantly talking to it with the person I saw it with.
Okay.
And just, like, going over the different points of the movie. audio podcast. But, like, playing over, like, the different messages it's trying to send and stuff like that. It's a really, really good film.
You heard it here, folks. First, Anthony's movie of the year.
It's not my movie of the year. Guardians is still my movie of the year. But this is
highbrow really, movie of the year.
Really great. Yeah, it's my favorite highbrow movie of the year. Let's say that. My other pick is I've been reading a new manga. It's not new, but it's new to me. It's called Kongo Bancho.
Donkey Kong?
No. It's about a guy named Kongo. He's a boncho.
Ooh.
Yo, get that.
Could not even think.
And
I would not have put two and two together.
Right? You know? And so the premise of it is that there is... He's a high school student.
Obviously.
He gets strung into this... there's this organization trying to find the strongest person in all 32 districts of Tokyo.
Lies.
Because Japan, as a nation... as a country, is on the decline. They're weak.
Yeah.
People are, like, they mentioned, like, people aren't going to school, like, NEETs and stuff. Hikikomoris, like, nobody wants to take responsibility for their actions. Nobody goes outside, and, like, they're all, like physically weak and stuff like that. And so they're trying to find these strong bonchos in each district to motivate the people of Japan.
Is this right? A comedy?
It's comedy moments. It's
no,
pretty funny.
Is it classified as a drama?
It's not classified as a drama, I don't think so.
What is it classified
as? I think
it's like shonen?
Shonen, yeah.
Oh, so it's battling.
Yeah, battling, lots of fights, lots of different tropes.
Yeah.
And so, like, they meet different bonchos. It's kind of like, for a while, it's like every chapter there's a new boncho.
Yeah.
Or there's a new boncho team. And, like, with shonen, like, all of their powers are totally insane. Like, there are people who are as big as skyscrapers. One guy stops...
is there magic?
No, no. They just say that... they're just strong, and, like, yeah, Kongo's dad is, like, as big as, like, half of Tokyo Tower, and he's just that big, like, it's not magic or anything. They fought a shark that was, like, huge.
This sounds unreal.
It's totally unrealistic, and it's not a good series.
What?
Yeah.
Okay.
it's totally shonen trope-tastic.
So what pulled you into this?
The fact that he was a boncho, and he was... burning with the spirit of a man.
He read the cover.
I read the cover and I was like, whoa, I'm judging this book by its cover.
Oh,
it must be good. He's this dude who has a burning passion who will never go back on his word.
You go from, like, really analyzing something so deeply and you're like, man, this cover looks sick.
Yeah, I don't know. I just needed it. Like, I finished this other manga, I forget what it was already. But, like, and I just wanted something else to read. And so I just like one of my friends posted an image on Twitter and he's like, yo, Kongo Bancho is hilarious or like crazy or whatever. And it was just this crazy scene where he's like double punching this dude in the chest and he flies through a skyscraper and it's nuts. Right. So I was like, oh, I'll read that. And it's only like 100 chapters, 110 chapters.
Oh.
So it's not that long.
Yeah.
Yeah. But yeah, it's not good.
Did you hear Naruto's coming to an end?
Yeah, Naruto's coming to an end now in like
this
five
month,
chapters.
Right? Yeah.
Yeah, five, four chapters.
Why is
now.
Naruto a robot car?
What?
What?
You just said a bunch of words.
Why is Naruto a robot car?
What?
Where? In the game?
No, I saw a panel where he's, or the anime, and he's like an android that has wheels.
That's amazing.
I don't know.
And his body stretched out like a car.
Oh, whoa, cool.
I remember in the Naruto game, the new one, there was a mecha Naruto that shot missiles and shit.
That's amazing.
But I don't know where that came from.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah. I only started reading Naruto again in the final arc here.
Okay.
Like,
yeah.
In the Ninja Wars.
Yeah.
So, like, I didn't even get to Shippuden.
Oh.
When I first started reading.
Shippuden.
Oh, is that where they're older?
Yeah, that's the time skip.
Okay.
By older, by so, game. Yeah, I think I got after the Gaara fight with Rock Lee. And then I stopped.
Mm.
And then I picked up at Ninja Wars. And I'm like, who are all these people?
So back to Kongo Bancho. Recommend it?
No.
No, not really.
Oh, what?
Like,
you just wasted our time!
But it's like, so, if you like the kind of stuff I like, if you've been listening to the podcast for a while and you like the kind of mangas I like, just the really burning passion type main character, just stupid fights that are ridiculous and, like, a lot of ass-pull victories and stuff like that, like, it's totally fine. It's totally comparable?
Competent.
Competent. There you go.
I don't think those two.
Is it something with a C? I was thinking C. Is
what, comparable to your other picks?
Or it's a very competent, like, in that kind of trope, like, in that kind of shonen trope. Okay. Like, it hits all those beats that you want, but, like, as a manga, like, if you're not way into that kind of manga, then, like, I don't recommend it.
Okay.
Yeah. It's a light read that, like, is so dumb, and, like, some of the Aspel victories aren't even clever. Okay. Like, it's just like, oh, I just have a hidden power that you didn't know about. Sweet. And that we didn't hint to ever. Right?
Duh.
Yeah. it's just something I've been reading to kill time. It's okay. I like the character designs, though. Okay. They're pretty cool. And then the last thing I've been doing is, because I'm now a PSN Plus member, just so you know, I get free games because I'm special. So on the PS4, this game called Pix the Cat.
Already sounds like trash.
It's a mix between Pac-Man Championship Edition DX, that Pac-Man game that came out a while ago, and Snake.
Okay.
The old phone game.
Yeah.
So you're Pix the Cat, and you have to. It's an arcade high score game. So each board has eggs that you collect, which hatch chickens, and they trail behind you.
Yeah.
And then also on the board there are nests where you put the birds into the nest.
Oh.
And so in each board you have to find a perfect route through it so that you can collect all the birds first and then put them all into their nests. And then there are things like you can get caught on your tail, so you can't go through the birds. Mm. So sometimes when chains get really long, you have to find alternative ways. And the boards continue. So just because you complete the first board, then it opens up the second board within that first board, and you kind of zoom in, and you keep going deeper and deeper into this, like, all these levels. And it's just a really fun high score game.
Come on, we gotta do it until you get to the kill screen.
I don't know if there's a kill screen in this, because there is a timer. You have about, I want to say, like, 5 minutes in certain boards to complete, like, to get the highest score possible.
Yeah.
And to find the most optimal routes. And then also there's a combo mechanic to it. So the more times you get perfect, the less you make mistakes, your combo meter builds up.
Yep.
And as your combo meter gets higher, the faster Pix the Cat runs. So then subsequently you can get through more boards faster knowing the routes.
Let's do it.
Kill screen, let's do it. And then the final mode is called Fever Mode.
Fever!
And then in Fever there are... like, so in the game, there are also enemies when you get into the deeper boards. They're skulls that go along a path.
Yes.
But in Fever Mode, you can knock them out like Pac-Man ghosts, like when they're blue.
Oh.
So there's not only the bonus of having a higher score, but being in Fever Mode actually lets you ignore certain obstacles and even get bonus points for killing those skulls.
Right.
So there's a lot of layers to strategy in this game. And then there's also different modes. There's the only one I've unlocked so far is called Laboratory. And so it's in the same vein. You have to collect all the chicks before you hit the nests.
Yeah.
But in this mode, instead of having free control over it, when you press a direction, you slide all the way in that direction, kind of like the ice puzzles in Pokemon games.
God, I hate those.
That's the worst.
So there's a whole mode built around that.
Oh, God.
Die. Yeah.
They're pretty fun because it's not timed. They're not fun, Anthony. I like it. You don't have to... The thing with me for Pokemon is that there were random battles when I slid. That's what was really annoying. I didn't mind the actual ice puzzles, but the fact that if I made a mistake and I hit, like, I jumped off a ledge, oh no, immediately a battle, then that was annoying. But in this, like, solving these puzzles is really fun. There's hundreds of puzzles. And then the final one is called Nostalgia Mode. From what I know, it's a lot, like, all the art style is kind of like Steamboat Mickey style stuff, black and white, really old school cartoon style. But yeah. I don't know how it's played because I haven't unlocked it yet.
Hmm.
It's for free on PSN Plus. I really...
For PlayStation 4?
4. Okay. And Vita. It's a cross-buy.
Okay.
So when you get it, you get both versions. And so it is really fun. I really enjoy it. It's just that the retail price point, if you don't have PSN Plus, is $15.
Wow.
I would not buy this at $15.
What would you buy it at?
I'd buy it at like $10.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I'd buy it at two.
Two.
So I shouldn't be buying a PlayStation 4 for this game, is what you're telling me.
No, it's
the fun. Only game.
Yeah, it's the only game. I bought a PS4 for Destiny, and that's a worse game than this game is.
Wow.
So I shouldn't buy a PlayStation 4 for this game.
Not like maybe if Bayonetta 2 comes out on a PS4, do that.
Oh my god! Wait, nice segue. I like it.
Yeah. So like Bayonetta 2's coming out. But yeah. So that's been my main week. I've been So Pixelcat is like something like. It's like, oh, I just want to play a few rounds for, like, 5 minutes.
Yes.
And kick out, right? It's that kind of game. And so, like, I haven't really had that many games to be playing because Destiny sucks. And okay. So...
Go buy Watch Dogs.
Yeah, I heard that's balls, too.
Watch Doge.
No, just buy it anyway.
Watch Doge.
Nah, it's not cheap enough
yet. Buy Metro Redux.
I don't like that. I have it for the PC. I have both Metro games for the PC. So, I've been going through League more.
Don't you feel special?
I think I'm kind of getting tired of that game.
After only 3 years?
Only 3 years.
Still remember the day when you first bought your first League character. Card, money card thing.
Oh my god.
And you guys were like, you're in a hole.
Yeah. And then you're like, Blaven bought one immediately.
Yeah, immediately. Yeah. And then quit immediately.
And I watched you guys from the sidelines for the past 3 years, been like these chumps.
So yeah, it's like, I don't know.
What happened, Anthony?
I don't know.
Who hurt you?
I hit a plateau.
Huh?
I think I'm at a point now like where I was in Street Fighter.
I'm so good.
Where like not that I'm so good, it's that I've hit a skill plateau where the improvements I'm seeing are so minimal that the game is no longer fun.
Anthony, I think we all know what you need. We need to get you brand new sweet Razer mouse.
I don't have a sick Razer mouse and keyboard combo.
No, we're getting this sweet new Alienware desktop. You can run that shit with like a billion FPS.
Yeah.
My laptop already runs it at like 120.
Butter.
It's how we're gonna run. It's gonna be like butter.
Remember the first time? So I played it on my Mac. It was so bad.
Yeah.
That it's so clicky. But the first time Anthony saw me play on an actual computer that can run it well, I was doing worse because it was so smooth.
Yeah,
because
he was still compensating for lag and garbageness.
Yeah, and I'm just like, holy shit, I dodged that. That was amazing. You can dodge that?
You can dodge skills? Man. So, I don't know. That game's fun. And, like, I found, like, my best two roles. And playing
those... Let me guess. Support?
No.
And jungle.
Well, that's one of them. You got 50%.
What?
Yeah. Support, or jungle and top.
Oh, yeah. Solo ones, of course.
Yeah, jungle. Jungle's kind of like a team thing, so. But, yeah, like, it's... I found like my two favorite roles, and I found like my like three optimal champions for each role, and I'm just playing those over and over again as like I play ranked because like I'll get wins with those.
You're into LCS, bro.
Yeah, I think it's just getting kind of boring.
But are you still watching Twitch?
No, so like the Worlds was on last night.
Yeah,
and like I could not give any fucks.
Okay,
like
none.
Ooh. Not like negative. Negative Fs.
Zero fucks were given.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, and like I just. I think I need a break.
Who hurt you?
Who pushed you down? Who's the girl in your life?
No one. I don't know. I just need a break.
Need some space.
Huh?
Need some space.
Need some space. I need some space from League.
Did she tell you that you can't play League anymore? Is that what it is?
Who is this? She's not worth it. She's not worth it.
She's not worth it, man.
No, but I actually been replaying through Ninja Gaiden 3, The Razor's Edge.
How do you keep playing Ninja Gaiden? Every time you come over to my house, you play my Ninja Gaiden.
Yeah, so, like, I wanted to play some character action games to get excited for Bayonetta.
So why don't you just play Devil May Cry?
I don't have the HD collection. Oh. Like, if that, I'd play 3. Like, 4 is okay, but if I want to replay through something, I'll play 3. But
just play God of War. Same thing.
God of War's cool. I like God of War. But, so I've been replaying through Ninja Gaiden, and, like, I just remembering how tight the fighting is in that. Like, everything is so pixel perfect, like, amazing. The combo system is super deep.
Is this the one where he goes crazy?
Yeah, he gets like the blood arm.
Yeah.
And
he's
like
a mutant.
Yeah, he's like a mutant.
It's a miracle.
But yeah, they're like in comparison to like the first one, like I think this is really really good, but like the first one is still my favorite. It's just there are like a certain they're like so every level has like different battle arenas. Like,
yeah.
You beat all the guys in one battle arena, go down a hallway to the next battle arena.
Yeah.
There are, like, certain encounters in that game that just totally fuck up the whole pacing of that game. Like, enemies are just, they're cheap for cheap's sake. Or, like, these encounters are just, they're not fun, they're just annoying. Like, there's a helicopter fight where helicopters keep coming down one after another. And the only way you can beat them is by shooting your bow and arrow at it.
Shoot it!
So you can't use your sword, you can't use any of your weapons you gained, you can't use your ninpo, and stuff like that. Yeah, your magic. And it's just, they're just super tedious fights, and they don't get to the deep combo system that you do when you have melee on melee, and stuff like that.
So, interesting. Why are you playing this, and why aren't you just not buying a Wii U?
I am buying a Wii U.
No, I thought, isn't Bayonetta out already?
No, not yet. It's at the 24th.
Oh, okay.
Next week.
Yeah, next week. End of the Friday next week.
Is that on a Friday?
Yeah, it's weird, right?
Well, it's Nintendo.
Nintendo don't give no Fs about Tuesday release schedules.
Right, okay.
Yeah. So, like, I just wanted to prepare myself for Bayonetta, getting the character action move. And I didn't want to play Bayonetta 1, because Bayonetta 2 comes with Bayonetta 1, but with all those Nintendo bonuses.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going to do that later.
Speaking of Nintendo bonuses, did you guys see the Samus Aran for Monster Hunter 4?
Yeah. What? Did you see the Mega Man for Monster Hunter 4?
Wait, whoa. Fill me in.
You get the full Samus Aran costume, and her weapon is...
Zero suit or armored.
Yeah, it's a gun lance. Right? Oh, wait, no, it's a gunner, sorry.
Yeah, it's the large gunner. It's the heavy bow gun, no, but it's a big cannon.
Yeah, it's just her arm is the heavy bow gun, like the big cannon thing.
Wait, what?
Yeah.
For the new Monster Hunter coming on 3DS.
Yeah.
What?
And you can also get her in Zero suit, and I think she uses...
It's like a smaller version of that?
Yeah. I don't know.
I gotta see this.
Your cat can be dressed up as Mega Man. Yeah.
And is that the only... Is there a Mega Man costume?
Yeah.
Is that
and
only
when
for
he,
the cat? Is the Mega Man thing only for the cat?
Only for the cat.
Okay.
And then when he dies, he goes... Pew, 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 pew.
That's adorable.
Yeah.
You can also be Link, right?
Yeah. You can, like, so...
You can do Link, too?
I think so.
Yeah, you can be... Like, you get the... Yeah, the Hyrule, you know, the green tunic.
You're using a sword
with the masters. Yeah.
There's a...
This is for starter stuff, all over, right?
I don't know.
Well, it's...
I think it's event quest.
It's event quest stuff. So, like, remember when you had the shark lance?
No, dog. I remember I had a leather jacket and you were jelly.
Oh, so I'm so jelly of that leather jacket. Man, I still don't have that
jacket,
leather jacket.
Pants, and the glasses.
I still don't have that combo set.
That was sick! And I didn't have the lance with the no swimming sign.
Yeah, no swimming sign. Not sure.
From the shark?
Yeah. So, like, it's stuff like that. And so, actually, apparently for this release of Monster Hunter, you know how Japan always got, like, the cool stuff? Like, they got the Tetsuga.
Yeah.
And, like, stuff like that. They're actually bringing, out all the stuff that Japan gets, we get too.
Yeah, the Tetsuga was... We got some shitty one.
Yeah, we got some garbage one.
Yeah, some other sword, right? Some, like...
It was just, like, a no-name sword.
I think they also got, like, a Pizza Hut box. One of... Like, it was, like, a Pizza Hut sword and shield.
The Tetsuga, we would have all had a
Tetsuga. Man,
of course we would have had the Tetsuga.
And, like, all the time we'd just be like, Windscar!
Windscar! Windscar!
I would have been playing...
No, guys,
I would have been playing Boa in the background.
Yeah.
Windscar!
But, yeah.
That's interesting. I want to see that.
Great. Just cool.
Before I get into my Fate talk, I'm going to talk about something a little smaller that I watched. Do you guys... Okay, if I say the name Bellanox, do you guys recognize...
Bellanox. No.
No.
She's a porn star.
Cool.
Came into popularity or prominence because she went to Duke. And then she, when someone called her, said, "Did you do porn?" They recognized her. Blah blah blah.
Oh, this girl.
Yeah.
Okay, I remember the story.
Yeah.
Okay.
And they kicked her out of Duke or anything?
No, she's still there.
Oh, okay.
But like they altered away trash now, obviously.
Yeah, yeah.
So on YouTube, there's this document, like this very very short documentary on her story. And it's called. I think it's called Becoming Bellanox.
Okay.
Belle Knox. And it's just about how... It's very short. It's 5 chapters. Each chapter is 5 minutes long.
Okay.
And they just follow her through her day. And, like, she tells you her story. And it's, like, really sad stuff.
Because she used to do porn, people treated her like trash.
Well, she still does
it. She still does it.
And then she speaks about, like, being in the industry and, like, how, like... And I guess when it comes to porn, everybody kind of knows, like, it's probably not...
It's not the best industry.
Yeah.
Is it not? Isn't it awesome?
No, and she speaks about
things. You have sex all the time.
Yeah, but she speaks about, like, you know, I love having sex, blah, 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 but sometimes it's like, oh, I don't know who I'm doing it with until, like, 30 minutes before the shoot. And then she talks about things like, yeah, I gotta get STD checks every 2 weeks. And then she talks about the repercussions of the world finding out, and, like, how she was disowned, right?
Aww.
She talks about things like vaginal tears and like, yeah, so she talks about like a lot.
Yeah, Anthony.
Damn.
I didn't know that when you, when also like when she goes to like, would they be called porn conventions? Is that what they are?
There's a porn convention in Toronto soon.
Yeah.
Everything about sex.
Wow, we're going, right?
My friend got free tickets. I wonder if I can get them.
Yeah, yeah. So I guess, welcome to the show, TJ.
Free tickets?
Yeah. Because he's an accountant for one of the guys for the festival.
Okay.
Yeah. So he got me free
tickets. I don't know. TJ, have you seen this documentary on YouTube?
Becoming Bella Knox.
Becoming Bella Knox.
You know who Bella Knox is, right?
The porn girl?
I didn't even know!
Wasn't she the one
from Duke
School?
Yeah. And the end of the documentary says that she's scheduled to graduate 2016 and she's still doing porn and blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
But yeah, no, I say if you want, give it a go. It's, at most, it's 25 minutes if you watch all five chapters.
That sounds interesting.
I'm going to do some background research.
First okay, go ahead. I will just say this. Next time I see her in a video that's not a documentary setting, I don't think I can look at it the same way anymore. Now
so
that
you might want to look at the
non-documentary.
Yeah.
That's what we're talking about.
Becoming Bella Knox. Now you're going to go watch it later
tonight. It's on YouTube?
Yeah. It's about, totally PG.
Yeah, it's about her life being a porn star.
Like, I mean...
Does she talk about how, like, other porn stars hate her?
Yeah.
How do you know? Insider. What's going on?
No, what, no. She talks about that. She also talks about how like a lot of managers don't like her because she's a bit of a brat.
Is she young?
Yeah, she's like 20.
She's, yeah.
How do you know everybody hates her?
Oh, I read it somewhere on the internet.
Yeah,
it came up somehow.
Can't believe everything you see on the internet.
But yeah, you know,
you're the best.
Yeah,
dropping knowledge. Walks in the door, drops some knowledge.
Different poor knowledge.
And then just leaves.
Woo! Yeah, and then she spilled it. Like she explains how people found out. So it's a bit. It's
you're so cultured, Vince.
It's sad, and I'm just like, oh man, I feel bad.
So if a guy goes into porn, you just get like rotator cuff surgery, right? Like you just get rotator cuff tears, right? Because you get all the high fives, right?
Yeah.
Oh, isn't it good?
It must be, yeah. Yes. No, but anyways, I didn't realize, like, when at the porn conventions, you know, like, when you go to a regular convention, you pay for someone's autograph and a photo?
Yeah.
So you pay to touch them. And I didn't realize that was a thing there.
Sorry?
To touch them inappropriately?
Yeah.
That makes sense.
What do you mean, inappropriately?
Like, I guess no penetration, but it's like, listen, can I grab you here, and how much does that cost?
Oh my god, are you serious?
Yeah, whoa. And like, so they go through that, and I'm like, and so it's just a full day of just these dudes giving her money just to feel her up, and I'm like, that's fucking gross.
No, yeah, that's super gross.
Yeah.
She has a Twitter account.
Yeah.
It's on her Twitter.
So how much would these cost?
Because that's the thing, she's like, yeah, it's still $30 to grab me here.
Oh my god.
Whoa!
Yeah.
Man, this is the best.
And then it's like, oh, you want a photo, and you want a grab, and blah, blah, blah. Yeah, sure, that's going to be like $60.
That's still gross.
Yeah.
And then he's like 60 and 150.
No, that's like fucking like three games. Like, get out of here.
But yeah, that was just the small little thing. It just popped up in my YouTube feed where it said, what to watch.
What to watch.
You know, it's
recommended out for you.
So that was the thing. So it was sandwiched in between two Lego videos, and I was just like, "What is this doing here?"
Just click on it though.
It's because YouTube's like, "I identify you as a 22-year-old male, very horny." Here you go.
You only watch videos about toy reviews, so obviously
you're not gonna.
Yeah, obviously you're working.
Probably, right?
They're just stereotyping you, like, to the max. Yeah.
It's gotten to the point where every time only on my YouTube account I've noticed this, when I get commercials, they're all toy commercials now.
Yeah.
All my ads are toy commercials.
A lot of my commercials are video game commercials.
Yeah.
Mine are still random.
Yeah, mine are still random because I don't think there's match commercials.
Oh, yeah.
It's like, come in,
what do you call
Crazy Dave's card shop.
Mine's all toy commercials, and lately, Steve Austin.
I saw that.
The Wendy's one?
Yeah.
Steve Austin does a Wendy's commercial?
Yeah, it's calling it barbecue privilege.
It's pulled pork in Canada. Oh, it's fantastic.
It's pretty funny.
I was like, what are you doing?
Does he pull a stunner on anybody?
No, it's like a PSA.
Yeah, it's about...
Like, it's black and white, and he's telling you, like, about the problem Canadians face, not having proper barbecue.
Yeah, it's pretty funny.
He's so serious.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm watching that after.
Yeah,
it's good.
I queued it up.
But anyways, my time has been filled with Fate's Stay Night.
I hear you don't like it.
Well, you know what? Here we go. I watched Fate Zero like a year ago, and Blavin just talked about it earlier today, and I liked it as much as... I'm pretty sure I liked it as much as you did.
So sweet. Sorry.
Okay. And it was great, because it was dark and such. Yeah. Fate Stay Night is pretty... I don't want to say it's bad, because it's not bad. It's just super mediocre.
Yeah.
It is... It's hard to explain, but, like, it's very cliche. It's not really good world building. A lot of the direction is a bit off. And what I mean by that is there are moments where, like, where things should be foreshadowed or where characters should be highlighted, they don't really do it properly. So when character twists happen or plot twists happen, that you don't feel surprised by, you're just like, you're either A, like, oh, or B, like, well, Deus Ex Machina, that felt kind of cheap.
So that kind of feeling you get is the same feeling I get with that Congo Boncho thing. So it does the same thing.
Yeah, and I'm just like, this kind of sucks. And all the support characters have no background story. Like, they'll introduce them and they'll be like, oh, hey, yeah, that's cool. I'd like to know more about you. Nah, we won't do that.
But not right now. Like, maybe sometime.
So apparently, this Fate stuff has three different routes because it used to be guess who knew all about this?
I don't know.
Place.
Yes.
Of course he did. Yeah. Adult visual novel. Yeah.
Apparently he plays a lot of visual novels, my little brother.
Plays them?
I'm not surprised.
Yeah, me neither. Surprised. So apparently there's three routes. There's the...
I'll tell you them all.
Yeah. So you know them, right? Because you were having issues figuring it out.
I know all of them now.
But you sat down and...
Listen, I consumed the entire Fate Type Moon Wikia.
Oh my god, you're hilarious.
This last week.
Wow.
I know everything there is to know about Fate Stay Night.
That's just funny.
So, yeah. I mean, Fate Stay Night is okay. But it was nice to go back and watch it just to know what this big thing was about. It definitely helped that I watched Fate Zero because it made a lot of the Fate Stay Night better. If you're in the situation where you want to check out Fate Stay Night and you don't know where to start, I say start with Fate Zero and then skip Fate Stay Night.
Oh, okay.
Because when it comes to the routes, it was based off of an adult visual novel back in 2004. It's three routes. There's the Fate route, which is what the original anime is based on.
Okay.
There's Unlimited Blade Works, which is a different...
The new one coming out?
That's airing right now.
All right.
And the last one's called Heaven's Feel.
Yes.
Okay. Three routes of the same story.
Yes.
Basically, it means that all three of these routes have the same story, but you're following a different character through it. So think Kingdom Hearts Birth by Sleep.
Oh, okay.
Okay? And basically, it's hard to explain. The production company who did Fate Zero is not the same company who did Fate Stay Night.
Apparently not.
And so, but the anime that's airing now is the same production company that did Fate Zero. So technically, it's the real sequel to Fate Zero, which makes it a lot better. And I've been watching this new Fate anime. It's incredible.
This is the Unlimited Blades work route, right?
Oh my.
So you're following Rin?
Well, and Rin's my favorite character.
Obviously.
Obviously.
It's weird to see them as kids in Fate Zero.
Like, Fate Stay Night, the animation felt super cheap and lame.
Yeah, it's old, man.
Still, 2006, I mean, I was expecting a little bit better, but...
Gundam 00 is around then, no?
2007.
Oh, yeah.
Gurren Lagann, 2007.
Yeah.
Code Geass, 2006.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah. So, but the new one, oh my god.
Yeah, I heard the new one's insanity.
Oh my god, guys, you need to watch just the prologue episode.
Yeah, so, I heard it too.
They do one. The thing about the Unlimited Blade Works is it's exactly Fate Stay Night, just retold.
Yeah.
Right? But they change some dialogue, they change some scenes, and they change some of the directing so that things make more sense, so that the story flows together better, the tone overall is a lot darker. And the big change they make is that episodes are not... What is it? How long are anime episodes? Like 20?
24 minutes?
Each episode's 50 minutes long.
Oh, wow.
50?
50. And there's 25 episodes to air.
Damn.
So they've turned this into like a legitimate drama thing.
So apparently, Shiro gets it on with a bunch of the girls in the show in the light novel series.
In the light adult visual novel.
Yeah.
Yes. In the animes, no.
No.
No. It's... And, man. They... when you watch them, you'd be like, oh yeah, they are each a stereotype.
Yeah.
Right? Like, there's the little girl.
Yeah.
There is the one who just always wants to help you.
Yeah.
There's Rin, who's the
Tsundere.
Tsundere. And then there's Saber, who's I wouldn't know what to classify Saber as.
She's a proud woman.
Yeah. I can never remember all of those
classifications.
Blaze does.
I just know Tsundere is like the, I don't need you, but I really do.
That's my weakness.
Yeah.
That's my weakness.
It's your weakness?
That's why I like Rin.
You're strong on the outside, but weak on the inside.
But no, it's cool. Like, when, maybe I'll show you guys just the fight animation after this podcast, because it's really worth checking out. Just the fight choreography is really cool.
Yeah, Fate Zero was sick too, so I don't expect anything less.
And Unlimited Blade Works takes it a step beyond Fate Zero. Yeah. So, I mean, yeah.
If I were to watch this show now, do I have to know anything from Fate Zero?
Nope. If you go into Unlimited Blade Works as it is, you'll be like, oh, I'm watching Fate Stay
Night. Because I heard like the first X amount of minutes, I heard they just backstory everything. They tell you about, they catch you up to speed. I read a review on the first episode, and somebody said that they catch you up pretty up to speed in the first episode.
It's weird, because the first episode is identical to the first episode of Fate Stay Night. Like, it's not that they catch you up, it's the exact same show.
They show it.
Yeah.
Okay. Only because it's an hour long, they add in more exposition.
Which I think is what they meant, I guess. I mean, yeah. So you can just start from there.
Doing. And the thing to note is, it starts at 00. There is a prologue episode that's an hour
that's
long.
That's what Zero did. Fate Zero did.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah, that's all centered around Rin and how she comes into the story, because it's her story. Tosaka Rin! Oh, she's the best. And she has the best servant, Archer. Mm. Yeah. But, yeah.
I know who he is!
So do I.
What?
Yeah, so do I.
I also have nerd knowledge.
But yeah, so that was my week. Check out Fate Stay Night, Unlimited Blade Works, and Becoming Bella Knox.
No.
Yeah, I mean, I have to really research this thoroughly tonight.
Maybe you should check her out. See what she's all about. What's her thing, you know? If you're into her, maybe don't watch this.
Just
don't get attached.
Emotionally?
Yeah.
Really? Wow, we're
she's just like, I'll take you up on that offer, no problem.
She's like, I don't really care about her situation. I'm here for the performance.
Yeah, we'll see. Yep, we are definitely four guys in a room.
We're four guys in a basement.
That's
right.
I love it.
Anything else? Because I think that's the end of the show.
Any letters?
No.
Okay.
No, nothing.
No one complaining about how lack of feminist we are.
What do you mean? Like, we need a female person on the show?
We need a female vocal.
Oh my god. Actually, somebody told me that one of their favorite episodes when we had my friend Rebecca on the show.
Oh, really?
She knew nothing about what we were talking about.
So, did they like that because she knew nothing or because she was a girl?
Because she knew nothing.
Okay.
It is the funniest.
Then we just need to bring in people who know nothing.
It's the funniest. She's like, what?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Who are these people?
Yeah.
Good times. Good times.
Very great times. Okay, that's
this is a long show.
How long is it?
Like
hour 20?
Hour 34? Hour 35?
Cutting out the beginning.
That's like OG days.
OG?
OG days were like 3 hours.
OG days were like, oh man, we can't shut up.
So I want to discuss with you guys first, if you guys want to do another Google Hangout.
Has it been requested for it?
I just forgot we did those.
Yeah, well, we did do it.
Yeah.
At that one time.
Yeah. And then a friend of mine asked me if there's going to be another one. And I was like, oh, okay. I'll make sure to task Blavin and Anthony.
I'm down.
Yeah, was it your friend who you also did a Google Hangout with?
No, someone else. But he also asked. And okay. I said, how about we'll just do something else talking about toys?
Okay. Ah,
and that's why we did something about toys.
Okay.
Yeah.
Whatever. I'll do a Google Hangout with Bella Knox.
Go for it.
Do it.
Yeah, man.
I dare you.
I'll interview her.
I dare you. Okay.
Maybe
I'll pay her to touch her.
Yeah, okay. Other than that, you know where to find us? Blavin, where do they find us on the internet?
Oh, God. That's been so long.
It's pretty easy.
Type V3.
No!
Did I do this all the time?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, go.
Google.com.
Actually?
Yeah, Google.com, Google.ca, Google.fr, wherever you are.
You know, I'll make it easier for you. I think every internet browser now, the address bar is the search bar.
True.
So, actually, no. You have to set that on Internet Explorer.
Who's using Internet Explorer?
No one listening to our podcast is using Internet Explorer.
Okay, if you're on Safari, Chrome, Firefox, Netscape Navigator, just put your in the search bar, just put Three Nerds in a Basement, and we're the first five pages.
Yeah, we are. Our Twitter feed is number one.
Is it really?
Nobody likes Bing.
When I put TNIAB, our Twitter feed is number one.
Oh, okay. Okay, well, you can use that too.
Bing.
Remember to remember to watch Arrow, Flash.
Ooh, yeah.
Gotham.
Don't watch Gotham.
Maybe not that one.
Don't Polarizing opinions on that show.
I heard the latest episode is fantastic. It's called Arkham.
Oh.
Very cool. I'm not going to watch it.
Okay.
Yeah. And stuff. And watch all the anime, because anime is the best.
Oh my god, it's so good. It's way better than our American shows. Like, the Japanese just understand us, okay?
That's a really good one.
So, the secret behind that, that's Anthony's real voice.
Ah, there you go. You got
Wait,
it.
This is my real voice? Shit. Yeah. Secret's out. Secret's out, guys!
And on that bombshell, it's time to end the show.
Thanks for talking to us.
Yo, I just got one more thing.
Oh, go ahead.
Yo, shout out to Java Updater.
Oh, yeah?
Stop asking me to install the Ask toolbar.
Okay. That's right, Java Updater.
I accidentally clicked it without unclicking the Java toolbar, or the Ask toolbar, and I had the shitty toolbar on my computer. Yeah. It took me like 10 minutes to uninstall it to find all the different parts.
What's Ask, dude?
Remember Ask Jeeves?
Yeah.
Yeah, they're now ask.com.
Oh,
and funny. So every time I update Java, they're like, would you like to make Ask your default search provider? And obviously the answer is no, but I wasn't paying attention. I was hitting next. So yeah. F you guys.
You only have yourself to blame.
Yeah, okay, that's it.
All right. Also, for those of you Xbox One owners out there, MKV Sport is out. The Xbox Piracy Box is for real. It's live and kicking.
I'm going to buy that, too.
It also has streaming support, so you can pirate from every room in your house.
Sweet. It's mobile pirating.
And that's
awesome.
And that's everything on this week's episode of Three Nerds in the Basement. Thanks
Ciao.
For listening.
Bye.
See you next time.